Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 458 for Thursday, June 30th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Thursday, as a rally in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support. Canola was up $7 to $12, the November contract up $7.60 at $496 per ton. Speculators remained active buyers as they continued to cover recent short positions and move to the long side of the market. Solid export and domestic crusher demand was another feature. Updated acreage and stocks data, released by the USDA today, was neutral to bearish as far as beans were concerned, but the U.S. futures still reacted to the report by bouncing sharply higher, and that added to the strength in canola. However, relatively favorable crop prospects across most of Western Canada did temper the gains. Canadian markets will be closed tomorrow for Canada Day, while U.S. markets will close Monday for Independence Day. Positioning ahead of the respective long weekends was a feature. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both higher while corn was down as traders reacted to today's USDA reports. Soybeans were up 27 to 41 cents, the November contract up 41 at $11.53 per bushel. Chart-based fund buying was the feature, with beans rallying despite the relatively bearish USDA reports. U.S. soybean acres were pegged at 83.7 million. That was up from the last report, but in line with trade guesses. U.S. soybean stocks as of June 1st at 870 million bushels were above both trade guesses and the year-ago level. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of over 700,000 tons old crop and nearly 800,000 tons new crop were supportive. For corn, prices were down 8 to 14 cents, the September contract down 12 at $3.65 per bushel. The USDA pegged U.S. corn plantings at 94.1 million acres. That was up by 500,000 from the previous forecast and came as a surprise to traders who had generally expected a downward revision from the last estimate. Larger than expected corn stocks added to the bearish tone, but weekly U.S. corn sales of about a million tons, old and new crop combined, were solid. For wheat, prices were down one cent to up 4 cents. Most contracts higher. The September contract in Chicago up a penny at $4.45 per bushel. Wheat was due for a bit of a correction after hitting its weakest levels in 6 years yesterday. Solid weekly wheat export sales of 650,000 tons provided support. U.S. spring wheat seedings were revised higher from an earlier estimate to 12.1 million acres, but that's still a million acres below last year's level. Total U.S. wheat stocks as of June 1st came in at 980 million bushels, in line with expectations, but well above the 750 million bushels in the country at the same point last year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, June 30th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.